Nathan Zgura here with Browns third round pick Larry Ogunjobi. Larry, welcome back to Berea. How you feeling?
Good. I'm enjoying it. It was a fun walkthrough today, and I'm really getting acclimated to everything that's going on.
So what was it like when you finally put on your Cleveland Browns jersey, number 65?
It was exciting. It was crazy because, you know, just to be able to get that number again meant a lot to me. So just to be able to put it on and to go out here and start going through walkthrough and actually playing football again felt really good.
So last time I talked to you, obviously when you get drafted, you come in here, it's a bit overwhelming. Yeah. What's it been like kind of since then before coming back to Berea?
It's been cool. I've been training. I've really been focusing on making the best first impression I can because, you know, you only get to start once. So my goal was to come in here, you know, in shape and just really just go out there and just do what needs to be done, you know, learn, be a sponge to, you know, the vets and everybody that's around me and really trying to learn, you know, the culture and the philosophy and what these guys want me to do when I get here.
Is this when it's, like, real for you now that you're here wearing the Cleveland Browns gear, getting out there?
I stay pretty even keeled through everything. But, I mean, now the feeling, you know, when you get drafted and you're sitting at your house and you're kind of going through the process and when you get off the plane for the second time and you're actually here and now you have to start finding where you're going to live and you start thinking about all these different things, it just makes it really, really fulfilling.
What was your first impression of Greg Williams and the defense now that you finally got to get out here and get a little coaching?
Fiery. He, in one word, I'd say fire. He really gets, you know, your energy going. And, you know, he knows how to talk to guys. And I feel like he's a really big coach on, you know, developing not only, you know, really great players, but great men. So I can see that, you know, where he talks to us and how he approaches each and every meeting that I've been with him thus far. And, you know, I get that vibe from that. He really wants us to be really good men, not only just good football players.
So you've had the walkthrough, first practice this afternoon. How excited are you for this practice?
Very excited. I just can't wait to, you know, just get going and, you know, kind of get over that, you know, that hump. You know, like everything, you kind of, the only way you can eat an elephant is, you know, piece by piece. And, you know, this is part of, you know, the elephant mini camp, you know, getting through it and, you know, doing well and just going out there and just having fun. You know, sometimes that's what Coach Williams was talking about. Like we were, you know, fiery meeting and all that kind of stuff. But then he comes out here and he just, you know, smile, guys. And you sometimes you have to take the moment and realize that this is a blessing. You know, you get caught up in all the other stuff, but you really have to sit back and like, wow, like I'm here, like I'm living out my dream, like I'm part of the 1% of people, you know, in this entire world to get this opportunity and now I'm here. So, you know, why not smile? Why not make the most of it? So.
Three guys on the defensive line drafted this year, yourself, Caleb Brantley, and obviously Myles Garrett, number one overall. What's it like to kind of get with your fellow draft class brethren and get out here on the field?
It's good. I mean, I train with Caleb, and, you know, Caleb's a great guy. And, you know, Myles is my hotel roommate, so I've been getting to know him too. But it's been fun. You know, they're just regular guys. You know, you get to talk to people, and it's cool to get to see them outside of, you know, the spotlight and everything else. You just really get to know that these are really genuine guys that really want to be here.
So Myles is into dinosaurs. You're into space movies. Who's going to win there? Are you guys going to be watching Jurassic Park or Prometheus?
I think Prometheus. I think I can get them because, you know, space and then Prometheus, they kind of have that, you know, kind of, I don't want to say Mesozoic kind of feel, but it's still older. So, you know, he might enjoy it.
Yeah, he might be able to get into that. I like that. What's something that you've learned about him and what's something he's learned about you that maybe surprised both of you?
Well, I told him when I read the Bible, he was like, whoa, like, wow. He, you know, he's just sitting there thinking. And then,
seven times, right?
Mm-hmm. Seven times. And then him, just how humble he was, you know, I asked about his parents, what his parents do, and just the humble beginnings he came from, and just how you think a guy who just got drafted first overall would be like, have a really big head. But the guy's just really chill and just really even keel. So it was cool.
When you came to the Browns, obviously, I know you were excited. We talked with your head coach on Cleveland Browns Daily and just what it meant for that program to have you come here. Do you feel like you're carrying, you know, Charlotte with you into the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, I feel everybody's prayers, you know. I feel that a lot of people rooting for me, and, you know, I can't let them down. I can't let myself down. So really, I just want to come out here and just show them that, you know, like my motto is, it's not where you go, it's what you do there. And it's, we had a talk yesterday, you know, at dinner, and I just realized that, you know, how big this thing could be, you know, how we could turn this whole thing around, how much could change in a year. And I, like, that's why we're here. So it was really exciting.
What was Hugh's message to you guys before you took the field today?
Today, let's go out there and have fun, you know, stay focused, laser focused, and give it your best shot. You know, like, every day is an interview. You know, there's never a day where you should feel complacent and feel like you've made it, because that's the day that somebody else is sweeping right past you. So just, you know, stay consistent, stay humble, and stay focused.
It sounds like the motto is going to be "Come get some," or some variation, yeah, some variation of that cry there. Yes, you like that?
Yes, sir. I love it.
You love it.
I mean, it's just what we are now. You know, come get some, man. You know, that's how we want to play on defense, on offense. We want to be an aggressive team. On special teams, you just go out there and just come get some, man. Like, that's how we're feeling.
You guys already talking a little trash to the offense for this afternoon?
Yeah, you know how they get. I'm not the biggest trash. I let my work do the talking. Yep. But you know, it's good. It's good. You know, days like this is a little cloudy. You know, guys try to do all that number, but you know, when you get the energy up, you know, they start getting riled up. The team starts getting riled up, and you know, you have better practices, more livelihood. Like, because at the end of the day, like, we're all trying to get in this fraternity that we call the NFL. Like, it doesn't matter. Like I said, if you're a first rounder, undrafted free agent, like, we're all trying to get into this fraternity and be part of it. So why not come out here, have fun, compete, and just do the best you can?
For a guy that lives in the gym, what do you think of the facilities here, the weight room and everything? Is this, it's good enough?
Snacks everywhere. They got the cold tub. I got in the cold tub in the hot tub today this morning. Like, I just see all the things that, but any, you have no reason not to be successful with all the stuff that you have. You have great, you know, strength and conditioning staff, you know, just all the stuff we went through yesterday. You can already tell that they're really focused on, you know, the science behind weightlifting and, you know, how to really get your body strong and explosiveness and all those kind of things. And then, you know, the facilities and, like I said, the food. I love food. So
me too.
So, yeah, and it's just awesome. You got stations everywhere, snacks. You can stay hydrated. Like, I mean, it's state of the art.
Awesome. Well, I'm sure you're ready to get the pads on. That'll have to wait, but excited to see you in your first practice. And obviously, welcome back to Berea as a member of the Cleveland Browns.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.